18th of March 2022. And there also is Friday. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Friday. Okay. Oh, I am here. I'm sorry if I have startled you. But I am Julie here. The energies are beautiful and melded, and you girls are so willing, and we are so pleased to be able to connect to you. I am God. I could have a name. I could be without a name. It means I'm from the store, the source of all creation. So I'd like people to remember that when they read messages that are coming through the mystery school, and we are here to help and to answer questions. So, without ado, I would like to ask, is there a question today at all? Sometimes we prompt questions with a dream or a thought, unexpected thought, out of the blue, if you like. And that is how we work. We do actually not exactly manipulate, but give an opportunity for a thought to be picked up by someone. And if they feel it's floating around, they pick it up and they voice it, and it becomes their thought. So we are not breaking any universal law at all. We are not here to tell you what to do. We make suggestions. And I will stop talking now. Just go into your source within your heart and connect to the galaxy in the Panorama of Dun, 1031. And in Uranus race, see yourself moving up like an elevator into that world of light, of love, and always assistance, always ready to help. And we are here, the light beings, the star people, that you really are. So you see us working very similar to what you are. We are mirroring what is taking place this day. And this is how we are able to send forth an answer, if you like, to any question you may have. So stay up there. Just see if you can see or voice or hear a question. Then come back and sit quietly, open your eyes and share with each other at this earth level. You are all being blessed.
I've got two things to ask that I've been thinking about for a while. And the first one is, at the moment, the veil between us and them seems very thin. It seems easy to almost feel and see and feel other dimensions very easily. And that's the first thing. And the second thing is, they had told us before they won't let nuclear war happen, you know, to the planet. And I just wanted to know if they wanted to say anything about that, you know, because they didn't want to destroy the earth. And yet there have been other things when Swami has talked about, you know, the bottom of Europe being wiped from the face of the earth, you know, like southern France would disappear. And so I just wanted to say, had anything to say about nuclear war, you know, because we're sort of, you know, being threatened with all sorts of chemical and other things. You don't know what's going on at the moment.
Well, the first thing, my dear, is that I am being shown and reminded that you are constantly receiving an uprising or raising of the energy, the frequency and the vibration of the world that you live in, and it is becoming more compatible with where you are connecting to in the radio station through to Andromeda, the Adonis race. And so that I hope that answers your question quite quickly.
Mm.
You will find it is not just you girls, but in general around the world, many who are messengers or have feelings about things are saying they are receiving more knowledge, more understanding, and also a closer connection to even the next world. Now I would like to say the next world is very different also from where you girls are connecting in Andromeda. So is there a question you would like to ask before we move on to the one about the nuclear problem?
Michelle, is there something you'd like to ask?
No, I'm interested in the nuclear and the war. That was the way my thought was going.
I'm just also wondering about, you know, will these other races make themselves known, you know, on a more physical level, do you think?
And what do you mean by other races, Mathia?
I mean other interplanetary races, even other universes, I don't know. Just, I always think about Cybala saying he would appear when he was needed, if, you know, if anything came to happen in the world. I don't know, I can't remember what it was all about, but I do remember I have a vision of him being in the sky in an orange dress. I don't know where that came from.
Well, if I can clarify, that thought is that he is there always, and you could see him as a consciousness with a figure, if you like, just for recognition, and a name, if you like, just for recognition. And those that work with him, even from other universes, they are all very interested in what is taking place on your planet, Earth, or the original name we have given it was Mu. So if you think about it from that point, everything is evolving, everything is moving. So it is moving forward, and there is change taking place all the time. Just the same as you have news on your television, and each day it is different. Something else has happened. Something is new. And it's important also that you have the feeling of what you hear, what you read or listen to is correct and not manipulated or manufactured or one designed to raise fear. You ask about nuclear power being misused upon this earth. There is a time that has been prophesied for a long time that your planet Earth would separate, meaning there would be those that could not handle the raised consciousness which is happening still and raising, but in the frequency and vibration, the physical body of some of the people upon your planet Earth cannot handle it. They would not be able to handle the new energy. There's no judgment here, my dears, none whatever. It is a separation, because up until now, all have been given the opportunity to raise their consciousness and to understand who they really are. Some have not chosen to go down that path or to listen or find out more. Again, that is not a judgment. It is a choice. You have all been given free choice, which is the big reason why we, as the benevolent beings, star people, cannot help you unless you ask for assistance. So there is a time that is coming for separation. Weep from the chaff, if you like. Or another way of putting it, those that can handle the newer raised consciousness and those that cannot. There's no need to fear they will be separated and taken elsewhere, or they will stay with the flow of the new energy. Some will not remember the change taking place, you know. So I would ask you not to worry, and I can understand But the way the earth is flowing at the moment, it seems utterly chaotic. But it is part of the change and the separation. It is an edict by the source of all creation that this takes place. For no longer can everybody be assisted because they choose not to be assisted. Does that make sense? And there are those that are very willing and want to understand who they really are, where they come from, and what they can create. This is the separation. I hope I'm giving myself or helping you to understand. It is something that, shall we say, you need not know exactly, but have faith and trust and know that you are all God beings, all creators. You come from the source. Everyone, every human soul comes from the source. Remember that. And all that is not of that will be replaced, revised, or re-edited even, if I could say that. Prayer is sometimes thought of as religion, and it is used by religious believers, but it is actually science, and is a measurement. And it is to do with focus, what you have in your mind, what you really want to create. And not allow your brain to jump in with something that may pull it in a different direction. So you need some self, what can I say, focus in not allowing yourself to mind to float somewhere else. Keep it focused totally on what you want to create, and it will happen, I can assure you. As long as you go to the source of all creation, and that is your God self, and ask all those others that are benevolent stuff people and gods that are willing to help you, ready there waiting, and asking and hoping you will reach out to them. For the earth is in its progress of rebirthing. I want you to understand that. Think about it. And on earth with the human race, there is always pain in the birthing. But it is joy and love once the birthing takes place. I hope you can accept this and be reassured. Thank you, my dear. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.